بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي مالك الحارث بن القاسم الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الطهور شطر الإيمان، والحمد لله تملأ الميزان، وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأان أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض، والصلاة نور، والصدقة برهان، إلى آخر الحديث. We read it in this very beautiful hadith. Various very important points of Islam are explained very beautifully, that our paaki cleanliness, our spiritual paaki, is half of Iman. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, there are great, great virtues for these tasbihat, and especially in these days now, from the first of Zulhijjah, the third kalima becomes much, much more valuable, and we should try and make a habit, at least read one tasbih 100 times the third kalima. Now, and the whole day, if we can, how much we read the third kalima, the fourth kalima during these days. This is the practice of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam during these days. This the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, ulama have written that they are the most valuable in the whole year, more than the days of Ramadan also. The last 10 nights of Ramadan are the most valuable nights in the whole year. And these 10 days are the most valuable in the whole year. And the most valuable is the 10th of Zulhijjah, the day of Eid, the day of Qurbani. So may Allah give us tawfiq to read these tasbihat abundantly during these times and make them, these days, as valuable as possible. And then we read about namaz, that namaz is noor. And what a great ibadah namaz is. May Allah, especially during these days, give us even more tawfiq to be very regular about our namaz and make our namaz a namaz of reality, concentration, devotion, and that our namazes be of correct according to sunnah, the postures also be correct. The further that as-sadaqatu nurun, charity is a proof. As-sadaqatu burhanun, that sadaqah, charity, is a proof for a person. The meaning of that is that charity testifies to the faith of a person and serves as evidence for his love for Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person gives in the path of Allah charity, and that is more than the zakat. Zakat is for us, that also proves. And then our extra charity that we give, it's a clear sign. It's a proof that this person has got iman on Allah and his Rasul. Because money is a thing a person does not like to part with. He loves his money and he likes to keep it. But when his love for Allah is so much, then he will spend in the path of Allah. Those place, and he will spend for the sake of Allah. Otherwise, a person will also spend his money, but for his name, fame, for where he can get some worldly gain, where there is some benefit for him. But when he spends solely for the pleasure of Allah, then that is a proof that of the iman of that person and of his love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should get in the habit, even if we find it hard, to give charity. But even small amounts we should try and give. This will increase us, and then we will be able to give even more. And it is the system of Allah, when a person spends according to his capacity, Allah gives in return more and more. And he will be able to spend also more. Not only the money Allah will give him that heart also to spend. Otherwise, there are many people who have the money, but they don't have the heart. And there are many people who have got the heart, though they don't have the money. Whatever little they have got, they also spend. So charity is also a great ibadat. It could also mean that on the day of Qiyamah, a person's charity will serve as an answer to the question of how he fulfilled the rights of the wealth that he owned. One very important question and very difficult question will be that where did you earn your money from? Where did you spend it? If a person gave his charity, then it will help him to answer on the day of Qiyamah. that he spent in the path of Allah, and of course with all its conditions for the pleasure and in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And also that after we spend, there mustn't be what is called ihsan jatana, that you tell that person, I did this for you, you remember, I helped you here, I did this for you, or you go and speak amongst people, I helped him out, and I helped him. That is, now you wash away all the good that you had done. When you hurt the feelings of the person, then you wash away all the good that you have done. So a person should, Allah Ta'ala bless us, with the money also and with the heart also to spend. Charity is a very, very great thing. It comes sadaqah. Charity saves a person from a bad mort. A person is guaranteed a good mort, husn-e khatima. Difficulties which have come in a person's life, Allah Ta'ala takes it away by charity. And difficulties and hardships, problems which are on their way, charity stops it and blocks it. In one narration also it comes that they sort of wrestle with one another, the problem and the charity, and this carries on till the day of Qiyamah. That problem couldn't come and hit you. So charity is a very, very great thing, and it is a great sign of the iman of a person, and we should try and spend in the path of Allah over and above what our zakat is. Zakat also, not only the amount, we should try and give a little extra for safety's sake. And then our sadaqah, we also should try and give as much as we can. It is a very good sign, and the sign of a person whose iman is strong in his heart, he can give sadaqah very easily. May Allah, with all the benefits of charity, sadaqah, bless us all with it, and accept it from us also, and let it be with us forever.